small space, I guessed I'd hit a chord with my ex. I'd spent 3 months feeling sorry for myself. Janine had ripped my heart out. We'd been together for 2 years, and just when I was about to propose to her, I caught her fucking him. She begged for my forgiveness, swore it had only happened once, and that it would never happen again. But I told her to hit the road. It wasn't that I swore off women, but I couldn't even think about a relationship. The ladies at the Neon Cowboy, my favorite bar and hangout, were more than happy to share my bed without ties. I walked out of her house knowing it was time for me to move on. Janine was my past, and who the fuck knew where my future would lead me? I'd been given a fresh start. For the first time in a long time, I felt ready to conquer the world. I had a kick-ass job at Alpha Private Investigations, a great group of new friends, and my buddies at the Neon Cowboy. Pussy was in abundance. Life couldn't be any fucking better. I'd never needed anyone to make me feel whole. I'd spent years in the military, traveling to countries most people only read about, and served as a member of one of the most elite fighting forces, the Navy SEALs. The men I surrounded myself with were my family and everything in the world to me. We'd looked out for each other. Now, I had a new team. The guys at Alpha were my new family, and we had each other's backs just like my brothers in the SEALs did when I served. Right now, work was the name of the game. Pussy was a recreational activity. Variety is the spice of life, right? Who wanted to be nailed down to one woman? I sure as hell didn't.
"Aren't those the same clothes you wore yesterday?" Thomas asked when I sat down.
"Shit happens." "Who was it last night?" James dropped a stack of files on the conference table with a smug grin on his face. "You don't want to know." Sam began to laugh. James shook his head, knowing the answer already. "You didn't." "She offered, I took." A slow grin spread across my face. "Never go back." Thomas rubbed his forehead like he was trying to remove a spot from his skin.
"It never ends well."
I leaned back in the conference chair, twisting from side to side, and thought about his words. "Ended well for me." I laughed, remembering how pissed off Janine had been when I left. Fuck her feelings. She hadn't been thinking of mine when she cheated. "Let's start the meeting and forget about Janine." Her name sounded like acid coming from Thomas's mouth. "Please." Her smell still lingered on my fingers, taunting me as I rubbed my chin. The guys hadn't stopped giving me shit about her. Every time I said her name, they'd tell me to get the fuck over her and find a new woman. The problem was, I found too many. "Let's welcome our newest member, Bear." Thomas gave Bear a nod. "I'm happy to be here," he replied without a smile as everyone greeted him. That was Bear, serious as a heart attack, funny as fuck, and scary as hell. We'd been friends for years. We were regulars at the Neon Cowboy, and both friends of Thomas's brother Joe. We both jumped at the chance to work for a PI firm in town when Joe mentioned they were looking for new guys to hire for the crew. "Frisco." James snapped his fingers, annoying the hell out of me. I dragged my eyes to him. "What's up?" He slid a folder down the long black table, and it stopped right in front of me. "New case for you this week." "What is it?" "Someone wants proof that their spouse is cheating." I looked up at James's grinning face and gritted my teeth. "Getting a kick out of this, aren't you, man?" I asked. Really, I'd been given a free pass for too long and could handle the job, but it was nice being offered the better cases. "Shit happens every day to people. Just do your job and get the proof." "Fine," I grumbled, reading over her details and pretending to be upset.
"Sam, where are you with your case?"
Thomas changed the subject.